Right, so after the game against Middlesbrough here, I think we're probably both surprised to be talking about a performance that, if anything, might have been even more disappointing.
And it is. So it's difficult, but the most strange thing for me, and the thing that make me, I don't know to explain in English, but to make me a little bit not concerned, not worried, is strange, is how in 1 week we can play two games as bad as we played at home, and we can play a game as good as we played away in the middle. So that is my question. Is something that is happening a lot of times. Is something that as a manager you can't fix, because again they are individual mistakes. We are trying to fix it, but it's again the same story.
And the one theme that's been going on at St Andrews all through 2020 is if the team falls behind here, they seem to fall apart. And that happened again. Once the first goal went in, it took a long time to react at all.
Yeah, but you know, I said before the game or before the other games that maybe something mental, but I don't think it's anything mental, because you know, when it's one game or two games, but we played here against Huddersfield and against Brentford, and we beat Brentford the first game in the season. So I don't want to take that mental situation as an excuse, because you know, when you are making mistakes, it's not a mental situation. It's something that you have to correct as an individual, because as individuals, the individual mistakes are punishing the team a lot.
A lot was made of the fact that this is a long project here, that an awful lot was going to have to change over a period of time. But do results start to create a pressure? Does it feel now more of a burden on your shoulders with 23 points from 21 games?
I started to feel the pressure when I left my house when I was 15 years old. I went to Bilbao. I started to feel the pressure. So I've been always living with the pressure, and I don't care about the pressure, because again I am used to live with that pressure. So it's just to keep going, to keep trusting what I am doing, and I am 150% convinced that we are in the right way, and just to keep going.
And in terms of the consistency of individual performances, that's something else that must frustrate you, because you're not seeing the same players produce two or three games in a row of good football.
Yeah, and it's again, it's 1 month ago, I don't remember now, it was 1 month, more or less, 1 month ago after Barnsley game, we were all more or less in the same situation, and then the following two performances against Bristol already were amazing. Then we had another good one or two, and then another one bad, and then good at the Forest, and then bad today. So it's the consistency, but again, it's always the same story, the mistakes.
Do you have to look at January differently? Do you have to look at a situation where you find a way of moving some players on so you can bring some more in?
You know, I would like to change 20 players, because if it's something mental, you need to change the players, because if we keep playing with these players here, we won't have the same problem. But we are not allowed to change all the squads, so we need to keep going, to keep trusting them, because they show it sometimes that they know and they can play really well.